This is Tell Me More, the Sunday magazine on 101.1 More FM, WBEB Philadelphia. I'm Emily Scheibert. Good morning. This week, healing the emotional and physical pain of psoriasis, a debilitating autoimmune disease, and Project Meow, the organization providing much-needed foster care for homeless cats in Philadelphia, all in this edition of Tell Me More. Foster care programs for homeless animals fill a valuable service, helping to open up much-needed shelter space for strays, caring for animals otherwise healthy but stressed in a shelter environment, or perhaps those animals who require time, medical care, or behavior training to help them become ready for adoption. Project Meow is an all-volunteer nonprofit that provides services to people caring for stray and feral cats in West Philly. Their mission is to humanely reduce the future population of cats living on the streets while supporting the need now for cats to live safely outdoors in our neighborhoods. On Saturday, May 20th, Project Meow is sponsoring an evening of drinks and hors d'oeuvres to benefit cats and kittens at West Philly's Greensgrove from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Jennifer Sweeta is one of the organizers. She says she was drawn to Project Meow's mission.
I think it's an amazing opportunity to help cats and, of course, kittens in the neighborhood. And I had thought that I would be able to volunteer earlier than I did, because I had had a wonderful pet for 16 years and lost her, and thought I would get into the fostering game much sooner. And then, of course, someone posted a picture of a desperate cat on the internet, and like so many of us, I fell prey to that little face and thought, it's really time to get involved.
What does getting involved look like for you?
I knew that I wanted to try fostering cats, and I didn't really know what that meant. So the first step was to learn more about Project Meow, and I went to the website and sort of read up on what the mission statement is and how people get involved, what needs to happen. And I volunteered as a fosterer and set up an application for myself and then spoke with someone by phone. All of that can be done online in terms of learning about how to fill out the application for fostering or for adopting. And I went from there, talking with someone who is the head of the fostering program, and learned more, and then thought, well, it's time to give it a shot.
Explain what the concept of fostering a pet actually is.
So when you foster, you take on the responsibility of having a pet in your home, of getting it basic medical services, things like treating it for fleas, if it happens to have fleas, making sure that it's been tested for diseases, making sure that you're getting it its vaccinations, and then when it's appropriate, making sure that you take it to be spayed or neutered. And there's help with every step along the way. If you don't have a car, there are people who can transport for you, and you're not asked to put any money into the process other than kitty litter, food, maybe some toys, things like that. So the medical care is taken care of. You just have to make sure that you're on top of it and fulfilling your obligation as a fosterer.
What piece does fostering play in the larger problem of homeless cats and dogs, probably, as well?
Right. So Project Meow focuses on cats, but of course there are a lot of people on Team Dog, as I call it, even in Project Meow. But I'm definitely part of Team Cat. What fostering does is get cats off the street and start the process to get them into homes. And so you're not taking on a responsibility that's endless. The goal is to have them adopted. Occasionally, the foster family or foster person will adopt themselves, but that's certainly not the point of the whole process. Project Meow's main focus is on dealing with colony cats, so trapping, neutering, and returning feral cats to colonies, making sure that there are volunteers who provide food and water and shelter. But certainly when you're out in the community, you'll find colony cats or runaways or strays that can't be returned to a home but are certainly ready for a new home. And so the fostering and the adoption is maybe the second focus, I would say, after the first, which is that dealing with cats in the community that will stay in the community.
It takes a decent amount of courage, I would think, to take this on. It's not the easiest work, but I'm going to assume there's a great reward to it when you have a success story. I know you had a pretty good success story starting out at Project Meow. Can you share that with us?
Sure. The first time I fostered with Project Meow, I invited two little sisters into my home. And when I say little, I mean that truly. They were emaciated beyond anything I had ever seen. I was amazed that they were able to stand up. They had been left alone in an apartment for a month. The owner had moved out, taken her dog, left the cats. And they somehow, at the end of a month, perhaps when they realized there was just no one coming back for them, broke out of that apartment, went to a neighbor's, and looked pitiful enough that they were picked up immediately by a volunteer that had been contacted. So after the first few days when they were flea treated, I took them into my home. They were very sweet for everything they had been through, but the smaller of the two sisters had that thousand-yard stare that really concerned me. I thought, she may not make it. And I had to prepare myself for that while at the same time working to make sure it didn't happen. And for me, the worthwhile part of this is that I helped them both live and move on to a greater future. And I got to see them become cats again instead of these skeletal little forms that really looked alien to me. And then, because the kittens were only 10 months old, I got to see them move from cats into kittenhood again, playful, and interact with one another. And that was a wonderful thing to see in the course of about a month.
It sounds like it would be extremely rewarding. Difficult at times, but most worthwhile things are. And at the end of it, you got to see them find homes, permanent homes?
I did. So Project Meow keeps track of what happens with all of its cats that go through the system, whether they're returned to a colony or put into a shelter to be adopted. And I had real concerns about these two little girls. I thought no one will know that they are as special as I know them to be. And once they looked healthier, I thought no one will know their sad story. And they might think, you know, why are they still so small? Why are they sometimes skittish? But it turns out that because we build relationships with these individual pets and with the fosterers in the system, we're able to talk with potential adopters and really explain the stories. And apparently both of these girls together, which is wonderful, went to a young man who was looking for a pair of kittens who was very open to hearing about their story and was very interested in learning who they were then as well as who they had become even in the course of that short month. And it's worked out well from what I hear, and it makes me very happy.
The pet fostering that you do at Project Meow is such a great help at keeping shelter populations down and the need to destroy animals, and provides so many great services. You do have an event coming up where people can come out and support your organization and also learn more about possibly getting involved or how they can financially support.
We absolutely do. We are holding what we have titled the Night Out. It's our first kind of a little bit upscale meet and greet, wine and cheese get together. We're going to have some music and some nibbles and a fantastic array of donated items that we will be awarding through a raffle auction. Very excited about those items. And it'll be a chance, as you said, for people to learn more about Project Meow and talk with people at every level of the organization. And we're also going to have a playpen full of kittens. So even if you're not ready to get involved now, there's no harm in coming and looking at the merchandise, as it were.
You had me at playpen full of kittens. So,
I know. I'm very excited about that part. Even though I'm running the entire thing and I'll have the clipboard and the serious face, I know that it's going to be a struggle not to come home with about 8 or 10 kittens.
Jennifer Sweda of Project Meow. For more information on the May 20th Evening of Drinks and Hors d'oeuvres to benefit cats and kittens, or to learn about fostering a cat in need, go to projectmeow.org.